support.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Mitt Romney is not in the driver's seat, but he's going about 100 miles an hour toward South Carolina, Florida, in the rest of the primary and caucus states. This is a great result for him. Now, he was expected to win. He was a governor in Massachusetts. He campaigned in New Hampshire in 2008. He was a known commodity. I believe he had a summer home in New Hampshire. So all the things were really cutting for him because he was a hometown guy for all intents and purposes. Had he finished, say, 25%, 30%, well, there would have been a case for him being in trouble, but that was not the case. Around 40% when all things are done, that's looking great for him.
That's Dave Leventhal of Politico.com commenting on Mitt Romney's win in New Hampshire this week. And the focus now goes to South Carolina, as you probably know. The presidential race on the GOP side is where we start in this hour of your Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen, happy to be along. Let's get started on talk television before we get to talk radio. Here's Charlie Rose talking to Mitt Romney about his strategy for South Carolina.
Can you lock it up in South Carolina?
Well, I know we're going to work very hard in South Carolina. You know, last time I ran, I came in fourth there, so I know I got an uphill climb. But the victory last night in New Hampshire gave me a real boost. So I'm hoping to push forward and hopefully be successful.
It, clearly, you know that the outlines of what they want to say about your tenure at Bain Capital are clear, that you were not a destructive force in terms of companies. Will they be able to make that stick? And can you defend that not only in the primaries, but also in the general election?
Well, of course, they tried the same line here in New Hampshire, and it fell extraordinarily flat. People here in the state know that in the work that I had, we started a number of businesses, invested in many others, and that overall created tens of thousands of jobs. So I'm pretty proud of that record. And by the way, in the general election, I'll be pointing out that the president that took the reins of General Motors and Chrysler closed factories, closed dealerships, laid off thousands and thousands of workers. He did it to try and save the business. We also had on occasion to do things that are tough to try and save a business. I can tell you one thing, though. I'm going to go to Washington and cut it down to size. Washington is simply too big.
Some people looked at your acceptance speech last night and said it sounded like a general election speech. Are you thinking more and more about the general election and what the themes are with respect to President Obama?
Well, the themes are going to stay the same, which is that the president represents a very different course for America than the one we've known for the last couple hundred years. I want to bring America back to being an opportunity nation with good jobs and rising incomes and with a government that's finally cut down to size. So those are the themes I've taken through this primary fight. I actually think we're best off as Republicans posting up against President Obama day in and day out. He's the guy we've got to defeat.
Do you regret the firing comment because of the way it was interpreted by some?
If they read to the end of the sentence, it's just fine. It points out that, when we have service providers like insurance companies, we want to be able to get rid of them. And as long as people read the whole sentence, why, it's just fine. And, I can't worry about all the way people are going to parse partial sentences. Life's too short to worry about how that's taken.
But as you move to South Carolina, what do you expect in terms of the rising intensity of the attacks?
Well, it's been interesting. I think Speaker Gingrich started off by saying he was going to kill me with kindness. Looks like he's got another weapon in mind now. And look, it's going to be all guns blazing in my direction. And I got broad shoulders. I'm going to handle that. I'm not worried about it.
Do you believe that the conservatives who are desperate to coalesce around one candidate will be able to do that?
I sure hope so, and I hope it's me. Here in New Hampshire, I won among Tea Partiers, among those people who call themselves very conservative. I won among evangelical voters. I won here in New Hampshire. So if I'm able to produce the same result elsewhere, I'm in pretty good shape.
But you didn't win among independents and Democrats.
Well, of course, I think independents and Democrats were likely to go for former Governor Huntsman or perhaps Ron Paul. I think I did win among independents, but among Democrats, no, I don't think I picked that up. But, I'm happy to win among Republicans. That's what I got to do in this primary process.
There's also this. Ron Paul came in second, and some say that that's perfectly okay with you, that you don't worry about Ron Paul.
Well, I think Ron Paul's a very serious candidate. He's shown that he can get a good deal of support. He did so in Iowa. He's done so in New Hampshire now with a very strong finish. I don't think you want to underestimate anybody in this contest. I'm looking to be able to post up against Ron Paul as well and hopefully be successful.
So would you like to have some more conversation about South Carolina? Yep, we've got that plus New Hampshire. Still in the focus on the GOP Race Talk Radio Countdown Show is on the air.
Attention diabetics using the prescription drug Actos. CBS News reported that Actos has been pulled from the market in Germany and France as it was linked to bladder cancer. If you or a loved one have used the prescription drug Actos and are suffering from bladder cancer, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free case evaluation and to find out your legal rights, call 800-253-4207 today. If you or a loved one used the prescription drug Actos, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-253-4207. That's 800-253-4207. Call now for a free, no-cost case evaluation. 800-253-4207.
The attorney responsible for this advertisement is Carrie L. Steigerwalt. Admitted in California, office address 4350 Executive Drive, Suite 150, San Diego, California 92121. Cases may be referred to or independently handled by separate local counsel for principal responsibility.
Extremely dry, itchy skin needs intensive relief that lasts. So get Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. With two dedicated medicines, it targets the underlying causes of itch and irritation. Whether they be allergies, rashes, irritation, or just dry, chapped skin. And it has seven moisturizers to provide relief that lasts and lasts. Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. Intensive healing for lasting itch relief. Use as directed.
Irritated, itchy skin? Winter means it's time for Gold Bond Anti-Itch Lotion. Dry, cracked skin? Get the quick fix. Chapped winter skin? Get the lasting fix. Gold Bond Anti-Itch Lotion with two proven itch fighters for relief that's fast and healing moisturizers for relief that lasts. Feel it working. Got a patchy skin itch or an eczema itch? Look for the Healing Seal. Gold Bond Medicated Anti-Itch Lotion. This winter, it's the quick fix for almost every itch. Find it in the first aid aisle. Use as directed.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-799. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
What's your reaction to what's going on here? 800-510-TALK, email to Doug at DougStephan.com. From Fox, Brian Kilmeade, Gretchen Carlson, and Steve Ducey talked to Rick Perry about his decision to virtually skip New Hampshire and focus on South Carolina.
Not your best night in New Hampshire. Of the major candidates, you came in last. Now looking ahead to, and you didn't really spend a lot of time in New Hampshire. You moved on to South Carolina. What's your strategy there? Because you need something.
Well, our message of limited government, of a proven fiscal conservative, a social conservative, will play very well in South Carolina. We knew New Hampshire was going to be kind of a long shot at best. That's one of the reasons we sidestepped it. But the citizens of South Carolina, not only are they very patriotic, being a veteran obviously plays well here, and having been the commander-in-chief of 20,000-plus forces in the state of Texas over the last 11 years, and the state that's created more jobs than any other in the country, and also a governor who's been pushing back and fighting Washington, D.C. When you look at South Carolina and realize that this administration is attacking them on their immigration law, on their voter ID law, and then this Boeing issue where the NLRB came in and tried to stop Boeing from coming into a right-to-work state, South Carolinians understand that they are under siege by the federal government and are looking for someone that understands that and that will free up these states to be laboratories of innovation and to compete against each other. And I'm the one person on that stage that actually has not only been through it, but understands the concept of having that type of environment in the states and in this country.
So, Governor, one of the other tactics seems to be that you're going to go at it really hard against Governor Mitt Romney with regard to his time at Bain Capital. You're calling him a vulture capitalist. Who made the decision in your camp? Was it you personally to go after him in this way?
Actually, when I went through Gaffney, South Carolina, back when we first kicked the campaign off, and then it became apparent with later information that Gaffney was the home of one of these companies that Bain Capital had gone in and basically picked the flesh off of the carcass, if you will, and 150 people lost their jobs. And then down in Georgetown, South Carolina, the same thing happened. Listen, I'm as much of a capitalist and have a record to prove it by creating and helping create over a million jobs in the state of Texas. But there's a real difference between venture capitalism and vulture capitalism. And that's what we're talking about here. And the fact is that Mitt's going to have to, he's going to have to defend this. I mean, and better in January than in September, if he happens to be our nominee, to explain exactly why you wanted to take $20 million out of that company and basically release all of these people to be unemployed.
Still on television, MSNBC, Chuck Todd here talking to Newt Gingrich about his increased attacks on Mitt Romney and what they're doing for him, good, bad, or what?
Let's talk about the private sector. The Bain Capital, the private sector, you've been hitting them pretty hard on it. A couple of weeks ago, you backed off of going after him. You were more going after his days in government. Now you've backed that up. Why?
Well,
are you learning more about Bain?
Well, first of all, we've had several articles in a row now that have had very sobering information. The Wall Street Journal yesterday reported on a company that he had invested, Bain had invested $30 million in. They took $180 million out. That's a 6-to-1. Mm-hmm. And the company went bankrupt. And you have to ask yourself, if you're getting a 6-to-1 return but the company's going bankrupt, gee, what if you'd only taken 3-to-1?
I heard you say that. And there's some Republicans that will say, well, that's something President Obama would say. That's sort of capping the market.
No, I'm not capping the market. Look, if you invest in Google at the beginning, you've now probably made, 25,000-fold return. And that's fine, because it was a great moment. If you invested in Microsoft early, if you invested in Home Depot early, that's fine, because the companies grew. My point is, there's a big difference between financial manipulation and capitalism. Capitalism is when entrepreneurs go out, investors go out, they start something real, they grow something, and it has real impact.
And you don't feel like that's a class warfare argument? That is what some
Romney
defenders here are saying.
Well, I mean, first of all, okay, is he allowed to cite his record or not? If he's allowed to cite his record, is somebody else allowed to criticize his record or not? Criticizing one businessman for one set of practices is not an assault on capitalism. I am totally for free enterprise. I'm totally for capitalism. But remember, before Adam Smith wrote The Wealth of Nations, he wrote about moral virtues. His first book, which is actually quite dense, is about the notion that you have to be a virtuous society within which you can have capitalism. I am not saying anything that Mitt Romney's done was outside the law. I'm saying it may be bad judgment. It may have been an exploitation. It may be inappropriate, and I think as a potential president, you ought to look. The idea of saying, well, I was barely inside, I was inside the law, so it's okay. No. Was it the right thing to do? Just because you have the right to do something doesn't mean it's the right thing to do.
Well, this seems to be, one of the, you're a student of this, these two populist movements. On the left, you have the Occupy Wall movement, who believes it's all Wall Street's problem. On the right, Tea Party, they believe it's the government's been unfair. But they both, the government's picking winners or losers.
And
that's right. But what they both sort of have in common is they feel like the deal is rigged against them.
Right.
And that's what you think.
Look, part of the difference is the Tea Party movement, which I identify with, believes that big institutions are dangerous, whether they're big banks, big government, big labor, because they inherently conflict with the American model of personal freedom and decentralization. Their answer is more freedom. The Occupy Wall Street people believe that the answer is more government, which I think is exactly backwards.
More reaction and more opinion. You want some more? You'll get it in a moment here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
As I said, talk radio and talk television are in the focus. We monitor a lot of talk radio stations and programs around the country, and also tune in to the important talk television shows that sort of make the opinions, if you will, form the attitudes that people have. And that includes, of course, the 2012 GOP race. Host Geraldo Rivera talking to ABC's Aaron Katursky about the voter turnout for Tuesday's primary in New Hampshire.
First of all, how was the turnout? And then I want to ask you specifically about what you saw.
Turnout was pretty good. They had been expecting a record, and it got there, but just barely. But it does seem like voters rode a wave of economic discontent to the polls, Geraldo, and they decided that Mitt Romney has the best chance to beat President Obama. Those were the two big factors, the economy and electability, and it was a pretty big night for Romney.
It certainly was, Aaron, but I want to ask you something a little different. Tell me the difference between the crowd at the Romney events, particularly last night, and the crowds at the Ron Paul events. Describe the difference.
Oh, it is a vast difference. I mean, both were energetic, and Mitt Romney tried to portray this family moral type setting, his five sons arrayed behind him, his wife speaking from prepared notes instead of saying, oh, geez, look what happens when I get a microphone. No, this was a much more a presidential type speech. It was like a general election type speech, and he blew off his Republican.
But what about the people in his crowd?
They were fine.
But who are they? I mean, were they business types, college kids?
Sure. No. It's an older crowd. It's a more established crowd, and he does much better with people making more than $100,000. You contrast that with the Ron Paul crowd. It's young. It's vibrant. It's youthful. A lot of first-time voters came out for Ron Paul. They have much more energy, and these are, you know, lie in the street, you know, for you type supporters that any candidate I think would be thrilled for. And the question is, what are they going to do when he doesn't get the nomination? His support seems to be passionate, but it seems to have peaked at about 25%, hardly insignificant. But I think the Romney campaign is trying to figure out what are they going to do with them.
Here's John Arneson talking to political strategist Charles Robinson on his radio program.
This thing is really, it's pretty early to be getting not only this vicious, but isn't it awful early to be spending this amount of money? I mean, they're spending millions and millions of dollars, and I want to talk about super PACs, but do you agree this is a pretty heated election cycle right now?
John, it really is. We've had a lot of fire from the candidates themselves, from the Republican candidates, and also from the president and his allies aimed at the Republican candidates. The closing days before the Iowa caucuses was a lot of beating up on the various candidates. So it's been a tough primary, but you know they genuinely tend to be tough. There's a lot of fight going on because a lot of very strong-willed people are gunning for the top job.
But what about South Carolina? Now, that's where it really gets nasty. I mean, the state of South Carolina is very conservative, pro-military, and they like a good fight, don't they? I remember lots of good fights in South Carolina.
There have been a lot of stories come out of South Carolina about tough campaigning, and it's interesting to look at how things are lining up right now, a couple weeks away from that primary election. But there was a recent poll that surveyed about 1,100 likely Republican primary voters, and it showed Mitt Romney with a lead around 30%, and 23% for Newt Gingrich, 19% Rick Santorum. So, and Ron Paul down at 9%, which is a big change in fortunes for him compared to Iowa and New Hampshire. But it shows that there is a pretty close race for the top still, even with Romney having what you could call a comfortable lead at this time.
So more still to come from New Hampshire and the presidential race on the Talk Radio Countdown.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Milo Sonny Haynes, 2nd Infantry Division, recipient of the Bronze Star.
I met this here one soldier, and him and I became friends because he was in the same gun section as I was. And the first thing we know, in the morning, get off the train, and we was ordered to go up the hill and not to come down until somebody come up and told us to come down. So there we are. When it come time to leave, and we started through, and when we came up, all we had to do was make one more turn and cross the river, and we'd have been out of it. My Mexican buddy and I and my foxhole buddy jumped out, and if we jumped out, machine guns got my buddy. But we crossed the river, and that's when I found out that my buddy had died, my foxhole buddy had died.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
Lowe's is giving you more ways to save this winter. Now get 10% off all major appliances priced $397 or more. And update your flooring with free Stainmaster carpet installation with the purchase of any Stainmaster carpet and pad. Plus, save even more this month when you choose 18-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more when you use your Lowe's consumer credit card. Hurry into Lowe's for these and other great values every day. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 1/16/12. Special financing cannot be combined with 5% off everyday credit offer. See store for details.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees, you're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now, Utopia Cornucopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
At half past the hour, Doug Steffen with a welcome back into the second half hour of this hour of the Talk Radio Review. Still in New Hampshire, still on the GOP race, radio host Jen Bryan talking about Ron Paul, his supporters, and the future of his campaign.
Ron Paul has reached his peak in this election. I know a lot of you are Ron Paul supporters. I have no idea why. But you know, end the Fed. I heard the chants last night. Whenever he hits the appropriate line in his speeches, the crowd always breaks into the chant, end the Fed, end the Fed, end the Fed. Bring them, our soldiers, home. Guys, they're coming home. Last night I'm thinking, are you guys really? And, of course, you look out into the audience, and again, you know, with the whole concept of legalized drugs, man. Yeah, wow, man. That's awesome. You see a lot of the people in the crowd, they're younger, they're longer-haired, and, of course, they're noticeably more boisterous than those drawn by the competitors. And the Fed, bring the soldiers home, and the Ron Paul, this is my favorite, Ron Paul Revolution. We support our Constitution. Did you hear that one last night? That's a good one. I like that one. And I'm at home thinking, then why are you not bitching and moaning about the National Defense Authorization Act? Do you even know what just happened, you morons? Well, I can say that in the privacy of my own home. But the distinction, when you're talking about Ron Paul supporters, always, often, not always, but seems to often, it breaks down along generational lines. Older Paul supporters, they're presumably lifelong Republicans. They're staunch fiscal conservatives. They're typically willing to support Romney if he is the Republican nominee, but they still like Ron Paul. Yeah. And then you got the younger kids, the younger people who again are, yeah, and the Fed. legalize drugs, Ron Paul revolution. And I sit back and I say, do you have any idea who this man is? Clearly you don't. However, that's fine. We don't want war. War is evil. Nobody wants war. But the other thing is this. When Ronald Reagan took over as president of this great nation, he was 69. And a lot of people said, that's old. But, you know, I mean, look. And during his tenure as president, we now know that he showed the distinct signs of early Alzheimer's, which is very scary. It's terrible, terrible, if you know anything about it. It's a very, very sad disease. Very sad. It just kidnaps. It kidnaps people. It kidnaps their minds, and it their body's still there, but they've become a shell of who they were, and it's horrible to watch. So we know that now about Ronald Reagan. But I say to myself, at 76, really? Would America really? I mean, Grandpa in the White House. His first term won't even be done. The man will be 80. Come on, give me a break.
Here are our hosts, Elizabeth Hess and Dave Gentry, with Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois. He talks about the Republican candidates, and they're attacking one another.
Once we have a candidate on top and we have a clear winner up against Obama, what do you suppose that the Republicans are going to be licking their chops to try to discredit Obama for re-election?
Well, of course, and they're going to zero in on the economy. But, you know, keep in mind, in fairness, the president inherited the worst economy, the worst recession since the Great Depression, and we lost 750,000 jobs the same month he was sworn in. It was a devastating situation. The good news is the trend is positive. The last month's report, 200,000 new jobs. We're starting to see a move in the right direction. Too slowly for me. I wish it would be more quickly, but at least it's a trend in the right direction. We've got to extend this payroll tax cut, which gives working families a 2% extra from their paycheck to spend each month. That's about $100 for the average family in Illinois. So that expires at the end of February, and I hope we can work on an agreement with the Republicans to extend it.
Do you think the Obama health care plan, what's been proposed, is what's been holding up business from doing more hiring? That seems
no, absolutely not.
You think that has nothing to do with it?
No, I think it has little or nothing to do with it. And here's what it boils down to. If we don't do something meaningful to deal with the increasing cost of health care, it will break the budgets not only of individuals and families, but of state and local governments and across the board businesses will suffer. They know it. When you sit down with them and ask them what's the one thing that haunts you, they say it's the increasing cost of health care. So this notion that we'll have fewer people uninsured, fewer people showing up for care without paying, means that those who do have health insurance will have less of a burden. So it's the right thing to do, and despite all the campaign rhetoric this year, I think at the end of the day, I've yet to find a single critic of our health care reform who wants to go back and say, well, let's cut the money that we gave the seniors for prescription Part D. Let's not extend health insurance in the family to children up to the age of 26. Let's not protect children from being discriminated against in insurance because of pre-existing conditions. These are all good, positive things for our country.
Kind of reminds you of what the Democrats did 4 years ago, right? Next up, the Supreme Court and the FCC on the countdown.
I drink Emergen-C to support my immune system before shoveling the driveway.
Ooh, not what I heard. With all those B&C vitamins, I understand you shoveled the driveway, plowed a quarter-mile stretch of road, then constructed a 30-unit igloo village with hand-cut ice sculptures and several snow cone concession stands, right?
Well, I shoveled my neighbor's driveway, too.
Outstanding. Emergen-C. 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, energizing B vitamins, and fizzy fruity flavors you'll love. All to help you accomplish more. Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C. Feel the good.
Hey, it's freezing back here.
Ugh. Yeah, close the window.
Yeah, no.
Why?
Ooh. Sorry.
Oh, girl, what you need is Digestive Advantage Gas Defense.
It's a supplement.
Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its dual-action formula acts quickly to stop gas before it starts when taken with a meal.
I take it every day.
It's good for you.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
Road trip, and we won't need a convertible.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage.
If you're living with diabetes and have Medicare or private insurance, here is some great news. Call United States Medical Supply today, and we'll send you the smallest glucose meter in the world, absolutely free. So small, it fits right on the bottle of strips. And if you call now, we'll also send you this stylish, full-featured meter at no charge. That's two free meters. You can keep one in your pocket and leave the other one at home.
You can even hook it up to your computer so your doctor can track your results.
United States Medical Supply also delivers prescription medication right to my door, so I don't have to go to the drugstore anymore.
Don't let diabetes get in the way of living. Give us a call today at United States Medical Supply and get the smallest meter in the world for free. Call today.
Call 1-800-897-8374. That's 1-800-897-8374. Call 1-800-897-8374 today.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
All right, let's get off let's get off the political race, the Supreme Court's political, I guess, as well. Debate over the FCC indecency rules and all that foolishness. From Fox, whose parent company is among the broadcasters suing the FCC, Megyn Kelly talks to Tony Perkins from the Family Research Council about the arguments.
The U.S. Supreme Court is now considering a challenge to government rules barring cursing and nudity on the major networks, at least during most hours of the day. The basic argument is that standards have changed since the 1950s and 60s, and broadcasters should not be held to such strict guidelines when cable plays by much more casual rules. During yesterday's hearing before the High Court, Chief Justice John Roberts said, quote, all we're asking for, what the government, that is asking for, is a few channels where you can say, I am not going to hear the S word or the F word. Now, we should note that Fox News Channel's parent company, News Corp, is among the broadcasters challenging the FCC rules. Tony Perkins is president of the Family Research Council. They want the rules to be enforced. So now I'm in an awkward position. I will take the position of my employer and say, what is wrong with loosening the rules for all of the networks when it's already loose? And they are arguing, News Corp and other organizations, that it's arbitrary. You enforce it in certain circumstances, you know, anti-nudity, but not in other circumstances.
Well, I would ask you to put your mom hat on instead of your Fox hat and take a look at it.
Don't watch, Rupert.
Because we're talking about a standard that actually goes back to 1978, is when the Supreme Court weighed in on this before. That's what's at question here in this case. And we're talking about the public airwaves. You and I own this. The American public own these airwaves. That's what we're talking about, not cable. We're talking about the hours from 6 in the morning till 10 p.m. at night. Mm-hmm. We're just saying, hey, there ought to be a safe haven for kids. You know, parents are very concerned about this. In fact, a Kaiser Family Foundation poll a couple of years ago showed that 66% of parents want these tougher regulations. And a more recent U.S. Catholic bishops survey showed that 80% of parents are concerned about the content on television.
But now the broadcasters argue that's exactly why we should leave it to the free market, and you don't need government regulations to ensure that the content will stay PG rated, because if they start to go with the F-bomb on mainstream, you know, sort of broadcast television, then parents are going to be so outraged that they're going to contact advertisers, and they're going to contact those broadcasters and say, no, no, no.
Unfortunately, parents are not monitoring what their kids are saying all the time. Television has become like a surrogate's babysitter. And parents aren't watching over their children's shoulders. They want a safe haven created. All right, you can watch this channel, you can watch this channel, but you can't watch this channel. If I catch you watching it, TV's out for a week. Well, they don't want the language, the partial nudity or whatever it is shown in it. We've seen these incidents increase rapidly. In the last probably 5 years, we've seen it go from just a handful of incidents to literally hundreds of these cases of indecent material.
But in the law, you need predictability and you need consistency. They can't enforce the law in an arbitrary way. And what Justice Ginsburg, who's one of the lefter, more liberal jurists, said yesterday was, there's an inconsistency in the enforcement because she said, for example, the SEC objects to nudity in an NYPD Blue episode, but not the airing of Schindler's List.
Well, there's a valid argument there.
Here's host Mike Rosen with the Supreme Court in his sights. The decision about government and policing broadcast television, the curse words, the seven, and inappropriate content and objective comment, all that stuff. Let's listen.
The networks say that the FCC's current policy is too hard to figure out, penalizing the use of particular curse words on awards programming, but not in the airing of the movie Saving Private Ryan. The administration says that even with the explosion of entertainment options, broadcast programming remains dominant. It also needs to be kept as a dependable safe haven of milder programming. 9 out of 10 households, however, subscribe to cable or satellite television. And viewers can switch back and forth between broadcast and other channels by just pushing a button on the remote controls. So, Paul Smith, who's a partner with the Jenner and Block law firm, and they're arguing this case as they've argued other First Amendment cases before the Supreme Court in the past, they say, people have really lost track of which stations are broadcast stations and which stations are cable and satellite stations. Supporters of regulation say the media companies that own television networks also have movie studios, cable channels, and other outlets where they're free to run whatever they wish. Even on television, the rules only apply between 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. when the kiddies might be watching. And radio and television broadcasters already have the ability to be as indecent as they want after 10 p.m. What do you think about this? If they relax the restrictions on over-the-air broadcasters, is this going to drive the United States on the road to hell even more quickly than we're going? Is this going to make over-the-air broadcast programming that much more coarse than it already is, and our society that much more coarse than it already is? Point of fact, our society is much more coarse than it used to be 20 years ago and 50 years ago and 100 years ago. And should television accurately reflect that, even over-the-air broadcast television? Or should over-the-air broadcast television adhere to a higher standard? It'll be interesting to see how the Supreme Court rules on this.
Here's host Nick Reed talking about how inconsistent the FCC has been handling this issue over the years.
This is being brought forth by Fox. Fox television stations. The case is FCC v. Fox television station. The justices of the left, the Kagans and the Ginsburgs, while inconsistent with their belief systems, seem to be asking a lot of the right questions on this one. Ginsburg questions the inconsistency. For example, the FCC objecting to nudity of NYPD Blue episode, but not objecting to the airing of Schindler's List. Ginsburg saying, quote, it's the appearance of arbitrariness. Justice Elena Kagan, another leftist, referring to the fact that Spielberg produced Schindler's List and Saving Private Ryan, another World War II movie, permitted on TV, despite plenty of expletives, noted, quote, it's like nobody can use dirty words or nudity except for Steven Spielberg. So what you have, and they're not the only ones making this argument, a lot of other people out there making the argument, it's completely inconsistent here. How is it that on cable, you can air stuff that has nudity, has offensive material. How is it on Dish Network, DirecTV, UVerse, a number of these other venues, but ABC, CBS, NBC, and Fox can't sometimes, unless sometimes they can if it's like a Steven Spielberg movie. It's all over the place here. There is a lack of consistency, and this is one of the arguments against it.
All right, would you like to go to Iran? Well, maybe in a figurative sense. That's next up on the Talk Radio Review.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The talk media and what's happening in the pulse of the nation, that includes Iran. From CNN, Monica Rajpal talked to correspondent Ivan Watson about the assassination of an Iranian nuclear scientist, which Iran is blaming on Israel and the U.S.
Ivan, I guess we know the first question would be, what evidence does Iran have that Israel would be behind this attack?
Well, so far, Monita, no evidence has been shown. Instead, there have been images broadcast on Iranian state media of this audacious daylight assassination in the streets of the Iranian capital, which Iranian state media have described as some kind of motorcycle assassin rolling up to the Peugeot that was carrying Mr. Mostafa Ahmadi Roshan, placing some kind of bomb described as a magnetic bomb on the side of the vehicle and killing him and wounding at least two other passengers in the vehicle. State media showing images not only of the aftermath of the explosion, but also what they say are the images of the slain professor and a man described as a deputy director of commercial affairs at Iran's Natanz nuclear facility as well. And it's very important to point out that this is not an isolated case. We're going to show you a list of just some of the other deadly attacks that have taken place in the streets of Tehran within the last 2 years. In November of 2010, there were two attacks, one of whom which killed a nuclear scientist, and another simultaneous attack in another part of Tehran that wounded another nuclear scientist. And nearly exactly a year ago today, on January 11th and 12th, 2010, another nuclear scientist was killed. And of course, this is already being blamed by some Iranian officials on Iran's arch rival, Israel. Anita.
Ivan, so what could we potentially read into the similarities of these attacks and the string of attacks that have taken place on Iranian nuclear scientists?
Well, some of the methods are very similar, with bombs being placed next to these vehicles in daylight traffic. Another important point is to see this in the broader perspective of what's effectively a Cold War that's been waged between the Iran and the U.S. and Israel and their Western allies over recent years, a Cold War that seems to have intensified in recent months on a number of different levels, with Iran threatening to shut the vital Strait of Hormuz leading into the Persian Gulf if a U.S. aircraft carrier tries to return there. It is a war that is played out in intelligence spheres with a U.S. stealth drone that was recently brought down over Iranian airspace in the last couple of months, and then an economic conflict as well, with the U.S. leading an effort to try to tighten the economic circle around Iran, cutting off bank transactions and trying to impose an embargo on Iranian oil because of the dispute largely over Iran's controversial nuclear program. Western governments insisting that Iran is trying to pursue a system of developing nuclear weapons. Those are claims that Iran has consistently denied.
Here's Talk Host Steve Leader with Iranian-American journalist Roya Hakakian. They talk about Iran sentencing a captured American Marine to death as an accused spy.
Could they actually follow through on that?
The fact that they have arrested someone and accused that person of espionage is nothing new. The thing that makes it really alarming this time around is the fact that the regime is really suffering the effect of the sanctions.
How badly are they suffering?
Well, the value of the Iranian currency has dropped and continues to plummet. It's never been as low as it is in the has been in the past week, and the regime is really feeling the pinch in a big way. And therefore, I think the fact that they are in such a under such horrendous pressure might cause them to do the kinds of things they have not done before, including doing a provocative act such as executing this Marine, Iranian-American Marine, in order to provoke a war or an attack or some such. The biggest gift that the international community could possibly give to Iran is to declare a war or to bomb them, because it would be precisely the kinds of things that would enable them to then justify their own radicalism, their own unusual acts of even, you know, more repression to the public, you know, because there is a great enemy out there. So the one thing that could really prolong their life, even briefly, would be an attack. And I think they would do anything they can in order to provoke the international community to do just that.
And finally, Roya, if you were sitting in the White House in charge right now, what would you do regarding Iran?
It seems unlikely to me, but I would try to create a global solidarity, a moment of global solidarity with other major powers to join us as Americans and Europeans in creating this major pressure on Iran.
Find out more about these items on the countdown. You're invited to go to the Talk Radio Countdown Show box at DougStephan.com.
Hi, it's